Hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do every week on this portion of the podcast, the midweek refill, is we talk through our reading plan, and I bring on a guest every week from our leadership or our staff, and we talk through just a little nugget or insight that that person will bring from that week's reading. So we're on week 21 this week, and if you want to join us in reading that, you can go to firstfamily.church and go to resources and then Bible reading plan. So I've got Ali with us today. He's our youth director, and he's going to bring a little nugget from our reading plan this week. Thanks for being on, Ali.
Hey, thank you. The nugget that I have is going to be from 2 Samuel chapter 15, and it also ties in with Psalms chapter 3. And so we have King David, who in a moment gets betrayed, not just by a gatekeeper, not by a neighbor, not by his best friend, but by his own son, Absalom. Mm-hmm. And if you're getting betrayed by your own son, you know that's going to hurt. That's mm-hmm. family. That hurts deep. And so he gets betrayed. And so in the moment, he's like, hey, okay, we got to go. And so he takes his family, he takes his close followers, and he leaves. He flees. Mm-hmm. And as he flees, it says that he's fleeing barefooted. He's fleeing with his head down, and he's weeping. And in that moment, when you're hurt, it's so easy to kind of run away from God, take a step back from a relationship with God. But we see that he does something amazing, and he writes Psalms chapter 3, mm-hmm. where in that he says, oh Lord, you are my shield. You are my defender. I'm not going to go back and fight my own son. I'm not going to go fight the enemy or whatever it is. But he's like, you are my defender. You are my shield. And then he says, your glory lifts my head up high. And so in a moment of hurt, in a moment of heartbrokenness, in a moment of depression, or whatever it is, he takes this, not a step back, but he takes a step deeper to have a deeper relationship with God, which hits home run with us today. Sometimes we're like, hey, we want to worship God when we're in the highs of highs, mm-hmm. when we're feeling amazing, God's doing amazing things in our life. But then when something kind of comes out of the ordinary and we're like, oh, we don't worship God, we kind of backstep a little bit. And I fall victim to that when I first became a Christian and I had that hurt with my own family when mm-hmm. they gave me 15 minutes to clean out my room. Mm. Well, I left my house. I don't recall being barefooted but I did recall my head down and I'm weeping. Mm. And in that moment, I didn't choose to worship God because I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing on the hurt. I'm focusing on the betrayal of my family, what to do next. But I would have loved to know what David did in the moment of him being betrayed. He took the step forward to kind of deepen his relationship with God and surrender everything and say, God, I trust you. Mm-hmm. And if it's your will, let it be done. Mm-hmm. So that's what really I kind of caught my eye is like, mm-hmm. hey, in this time, in this, no matter what season you're in today, when hurt comes, whether it's from family, relatives, the random person at a gas station or mm-hmm. the store or while you're driving, let's not just only worship God mm-hmm. in the highs, in the palaces. Let's worship God in the wilderness, in our valleys, and let's focus on God and not focus so much on the problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we see that bared out in scripture and also in just life and experience mm-hmm. that those times, I mean, you listeners, and I'm sure me and Ollie can attest to you, like, when's the time in your life or a time in your life where you felt like you experienced a massive amount of growth?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like this thing happened that was bad. I got rejected for this thing or this person, or this person got sick, or I had this happen to me, or whatever it is. I think those are the moments when you often will grow most. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even in spite of us. Like David responds pretty well here.
Yeah.
And you were saying like you didn't respond as good as David yeah. did. Like often we don't even respond that great in the moments, but God's grace, like if we're in Christ, God's grace, his sanctification process will continue to work.
Yeah.
Even in spite of like, maybe we have a poor reaction to something that happens mm-hmm. in our lives. Like my mom a few years ago had cancer and she had to go through chemotherapy and all that sort of stuff. And she had a great response from my vantage point to it. But, you know, in the quietness of her heart and her darkest moments, I'm sure she wouldn't look back and be like, yeah, I nailed it. I really responded perfectly.
Yeah.
I could write a Psalm 3 and it would be perfect, you know. But she would look back and say, like, God grew me so much during that whole journey with cancer.
Yeah.
So I think we see a little bit of that from David here. And it's so cool, isn't it, to see scripture connect to itself?
Yep.
Like, we get to see in the mind of, like, you can read 2 Samuel 15, and then you can turn to Psalm 3 and be like, okay, this is what David was thinking during this. It's so cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's beautiful. So I think that's something that I wish I can go back in time, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And, but knowing this, like, hey, let's continue to focus. You know, God is not smaller than any of the problems or the hurt that we have. He's greater than anything that we can ever think or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on God. Let's continue to worship God. And like you said, it's not, even in when we're hurt, he can still do amazing things in our life.
Well, the reality is most of us probably won't go through, like, most of us are, you know, in Ankeny or Central Iowa, or the, you know, are probably not going to go through what you went through with, like, leaving Islam and your family doing what they did to you. Like, most of us are not going to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we might go through, like, we'll go through troubles and stuff, but I know Todd's even said this from the pulpit before, like, he hasn't had any major disasters, terrible, horrible things happen in his life. Some of us will, some of you will, but I think even in those little quote unquote things where things aren't going great, or we feel hurt by a friend, or even those, like, those are the times to lean in. And I know it is really hard in those moments to lean in, but even if you're really struggling, I think a great thing to do is just pray that, like, God, I am struggling. This hurts. This is hard. I don't really know what to do. I'm not handling this well. Will you give me grace to handle this well, to see what you're doing in this?
Yep.
I think he'll answer that prayer as a believer. He hears our prayers. So I think that's just, I hope that's encouraging to you, church. Just like, I'm no expert in this. I haven't gone through any horrible things in my life either, but I think there are moments when I've just said, like, we sometimes are afraid to say things to God.
Yeah.
Like, say, God, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with this. And would you lean in close to me? So I will then in turn lean close to you.
Yep.
And God says he's near to the brokenhearted. So when we're in our struggles, that's where he's often nearest. So,
amen.
Well, Ali, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Church, hope you're encouraged, challenged. Keep reading your Bibles. Keep joining us in our Bible reading plan. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.